All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio.
Radio.
Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Hello, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio Land. This is the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show, and we're coming to you on a Sunday night. So I'm not going to be saying good morning and hello, good morning to you, everybody. It's, hey, a whole different format. We're on Sunday nights now, no more Saturday morning. So welcome to the show. We're up against the Oscars tonight, but that should not affect our ratings at all. And let's bring on my sidekicks, of course, the one and only, the Food News, Georgie Style Girl, Laurie. Good evening, Laurie.
Good evening, and I've got my gowns on. I am ready for our own Oscar. Yeah, you're right. It won't affect us. No, it won't affect the ratings.
No, off the red carpet.
We're all turning into us tonight.
Yeah, it's weird to be on at night, and we'll see how this.
I
actually love it too. Staying awake until 9 o'clock has been the toughest thing for us to do, but hey, we are here, and we can't let him wait too much longer in the wings. The guy, we know him, he's the guy in the bottle too. Hello, Brian.
Well, you know, every czar should have a genie.
Oh, there you go. Your wish is my command.
There you go. You are kind of like Major Healy. You know what I'm saying? He is kind of like Major Healy. I never thought of it until just now.
I don't know. You know, this new time frame is kind of giving me jet lag. I mean, you know,
yes.
It's like it's dark out. It's
yeah.
Dark
weird.
Out.
I'm tired. Yeah. I have to admit, we're tired at night.
Yeah, but we are drinking wine.
Yeah.
We're drinking wine instead of coffee, so I like that much better anyway.
Well, I mean, I often drank wine at 11 o'clock on a Saturday morning, so I don't know what your problem is.
Hey, Brian, since it is Oscar night, I have to ask you, so who are you wearing?
Who am I wearing? I'm not wearing anybody. I don't even know who's up for what.
I don't
know. I can't remember the last movie I actually saw. And, you know, this stuff to me is, you know, you can like a movie and you know that movie's never going to get anything.
No.
So, you know,
it's
on a rare
always...
occasion, I actually pay attention to it. But, you know, if I've seen a few movies that year, but. Who knows?
It's always the movies you've never heard of. I was just reading online that the big buzzword for the Oscars this year is diversity. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, talking about diversity. Here we are on the radio on a Sunday night, and we've got a Protestant, a Jew, and a Catholic. Now, how much diversity more can you find anywhere other than
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, just before we came on the air, I made the comment that, who needs to listen to actors trying to be funny and all that fluff stuff that they do in between giving the awards out when we do it live? There's no script.
That's it. Can you tell? Hey, speaking of religion, that's one of the topics. I have three topics I want to talk about tonight, and that's one of them. And the topic is a religious topic, and my grandfather always told me you're not supposed to talk about politics or religion, but this is one I've got to talk about. Laurie's Catholic, I'm Protestant / Baptist, and I have never understood, and this is a food-related story, so this is why I can tell this, but I've never understood all the Catholic rituals that they do, and so she's explained it to me. So Tuesday, you're going to laugh at this, Brian. Tuesday, when she said it was Fat Tuesday, I never knew until this past Tuesday that what Fat Tuesday meant. Do you know what Fat Tuesday means?
I think I do, but I want to hear your explanation.
Well, Laurie, tell us, what is Fat Tuesday?
Well, it's the day before Lent begins. So people who are, you know, who follow the true Catholic, you give up things. You may do more volunteering during Lent. You give up something you really like, you know. And so the day before is Fat Tuesday. So you eat a lot.
Yeah.
And then that Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, you fast. And most people, you probably just have like one meal. So, I mean, I had coffee on Wednesday morning, and then I waited pretty much all day till dinner. You don't eat meat that day. And really, it was amazing. Bought me the most amazing, what kind of fish was it, rockfish?
Yeah, rockfish. And here's the part that I find weird. I mean, I'm almost 55 years old, and I thought Fat Tuesday was just something that you did at Mardi Gras there in New Orleans, and that's when the girls show their boobies and they give out beads. I had no idea it was a religious thing.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you fast the day.
I never knew that. And then, okay, so Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. So we had snow and ice here, and I asked Laurie, does she want me to really take her to the Catholic church? Because I would, or I told her I could put my finger in the fireplace and get some ashes and rub it on her forehead and say, bless you, my child.
Now, aren't they... I'm the unlearned one, although I'm married to a Christian. Aren't the ashes from the palms from the previous year?
Answered you.
Okay. Because, I always wondered where they got the ashes from. I'm thinking, well, you know, Christmas wasn't that far off. Maybe they got them from burnt Christmas trees.
Burned the palms.
Yeah, I learn something every day. And then this is the cool part. Okay, so, Laurie, then there's Lent. And so you give up. Guess what she's giving up? Can I tell, Laurie? Am I allowed to tell what you're giving up?
Of course.
Okay, you ready for this? You ready for this? She's giving up Cheetos.
Giving up Cheetos.
Cheetos, okay. Also, maybe, you know, it could be a material thing. You could have given up high heels.
True.
No.
True. Like I said, you can do more. You can be kinder. I'm already kind, so it's tough to be even kinder now.
There are traditions on Fat Tuesday, like, you know, my wife sending me out to get the donuts. If you recall, I went out and in the snow I got a dozen donuts for us to have on Fat Tuesday. But apparently the Germans have these, you know, it's like a ritual to have these donuts, and the donuts are made partly from potato flour or something. You know, so it's all about, you know, eating for sure.
Yes, and tradition, and yep.
All right. Now, listen to this, Brian. This is so cool. I find this out today, too. Okay, first of all, Friday I went out and I got her some rockfish, and I was a hero because we had fish on Friday. But this is the cool part. Did you know, I did not know this, did you know that on Sunday you're allowed to have the thing you gave up? So she actually can have Cheetos today if she wanted them.
You can.
Yeah,
you can
in fact,
Sunday.
My wife does the same thing. She gives up sugar for Lent. And so she wouldn't eat, I was stuck eating most of the donuts. that I bought Tuesday. Yeah, that was really difficult for me to do. So tonight we went out to dinner, and we went to this place that we love. It's a Korean, kind of Korean fusion. In fact, the last time the two of you came to town and I met you, you know, just to have a quick bite, I wanted to take you there if there was more time. I've told you about the place. It's called Banchan. So she says to me, she says, well, let's get some mochi for dessert. Mochi are like, you know, frozen ice cream inside this, you know, kind of gluten package. It's really delicious. And I'm like, I thought you were giving up sugar. She says, no, but, you know, our priest says that we can do whatever we want on Sunday. And I'm like, oh, okay. So they come three, and, you know, the order comes as three. It says, okay, we'll share one. I'll eat whatever you don't. And I'm figuring she's only going to have one, and I'll have the other two.
Right.
Well, she, of course, ate two and left me one. So I guess those who give up for Lent can't wait till Sunday to cram everything they possibly can.
I mean, it's so
weird. I have to give up all sugars. Oof. I've done that in the past. I've given up all desserts. I've actually given up wine through the years, years ago.
Yeah, right.
I gave up wine.
Swear.
Tell me it isn't so.
My family will tell you. Everyone will tell you. Honest to God, because I wanted to give up. I was very, very extra religious. But I was like, I'm going to give up wine. And I gave up wine. Even on Sundays. I don't go off on the Sundays.
I can attest to this, Brian. She did not eat Cheetos tonight. And that's what I like about being Baptist and Protestant, because we don't have all these crazy rules. Well, we have rules. I just don't follow them. But
well, look. Theoretically, my wife is Protestant, but she's Episcopal, and they're a lot higher order than most Protestant sects. And so they actually, in some ways, practice a higher level of Christianity than some Catholics do.
Oh, really?
So
does she believe in the saints? Does she have saints?
Yeah, I don't see why they don't have saints. But she's very into her Christianity, and I respect that. You know, if she wants to give up things, fine. But if you're not going to be giving them up on Sunday, then warn me first before I get stuck with only one little mochi for dessert. I would have ordered two orders and let her eat her own.
Oh, well, I think we exhausted that. We probably ticked off a lot of Catholics, but oh, well, what are you going to do? Now, another topic I want to talk about real quick, because it's happening tomorrow. You know, the Oscars are tonight, and that's a big deal for a lot of people. But I'm telling you, there is a bigger deal tomorrow. Do you know what the deal is tomorrow, the 23rd, Brian?
Is it Brilliant Appreciation Day?
Well, it should be, but no, it's actually when Little Caesars is coming out with their bacon-wrapped pepperoni pizza. That is tomorrow.
So this is
you think it was Christmas tomorrow.
This is more important than the Oscars. Well, I guess to the 98% of the world that's obsessed by bacon and could care less about the Oscars, this is a big deal.
Well, have you seen this thing? Have you seen the ads?
Well, I know what you're gonna say after I say what I'm about to say. But you know that I'm off Facebook again, and I know what you're going to say, so just keep it to yourself. But I did see the picture that was posted. So,
well, folks, I'm going to tell you, I don't know what time Little Caesars opens tomorrow, but I'm going to be one of the first ones in line, and I'm going to take a photograph. They're only like 10 or 12 bucks, and it's like literally smothered and wrapped in pizza and pepperoni. It's a deep pan pizza. So if you haven't seen it, go to littlecaesars.com. You can see that the pizza is going to be running from February 23rd through April. And it's just like, to me, this is like bigger than Lent, bigger than Oscars. This is perfect for me.
Gee, it sounds like it's running the whole course of Lent.
You know what he, I know, you know what he says to me? He says, he goes, I'm so excited. I'm going to take a picture of me eating it. I'm like, okay. So don't take a picture of me eating it. Oh,
yeah, but
my,
you didn't declare, you didn't declare that you were giving up pizza or bacon for Lent. So it doesn't matter. You can eat it anytime you want. Right?
True.
I would never, let me tell you, I would
but not,
never.
No, not on Fridays because it's got bacon and pepperoni.
No, you know where I
don't eat
bacon.
You know what?
I'm during Lent. I don't eat meat.
Brian,
you know what?
Why.
We're
going
to have to find
real,
some whale bacon for you.
Yeah, well, Brian, I can't be real Jewish because then I'd have to give up bacon. So there's no way I'm going to become Jewish.
No, you know what? If you put it on rye bread, it's okay.
Really?
Okay. I got one other topic, and then I'll turn it over to the food news girl. There's one other topic, and first of all, I got to ask Brian. Brian, do you know the food, babe?
Did I know what?
The food, babe.
The food, babe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do I know a food, babe?
Oh, jeez. Oh, he's worse off than me, Laurie. Anyway, there's this woman.
I can't, if you know, if you would stick your teeth back in your mouth all the way and use some of that, you know, cement sauce that holds them in, I might understand what you're saying.
Do you know the Muffin Man? Do you know the food, babe?
No, whatever you're asking me, I'm just going to say no.
I can't believe. Can you understand what I'm saying, Laurie? Food, babe?
Yes. Let's
oh,
know
God.
Who the food babe is.
Anyway,
you
the
said
food
babe.
Babe. Yes, the food babe. Gee whiz. Okay, she's a lady who's on Facebook, and she's got 922,000 followers, and she's written a book called The Food Babe Way. And she's a person who's against – she's the one that actually had the petition
Subway?
to take out the stuff in the Subway bread. So I thought for sure you knew who she was.
No, I thought you were asking if I knew a food babe, and I was going to say, well, Laurie.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway.
But no, I didn't know the food babe, as she is referred to on Facebook.
Crawl out from under your rock and pay attention. But anyway, she's like the hottest thing going. She's got a New York bestseller. I can't stand the woman, and I'm trying to taunt her to have her come on our show. She probably never will, but she's one of those people who everything in big food is bad. Their slogan is, if you can't pronounce it, it must be bad. They're into the GMOs and OMGs and all that. So I'm trying to get her on the show, and I'm not having much luck. I've been taunting her for the last 3 days to come on. So, folks, if you're out there and you like the food, babe, then bye, follow the sheep. But if you don't, help me try to get her on the show, because talking about a classic, I would just love to have her on for an hour and ask her some real tough questions. She gets interviewed by all the people who agree with her. And I know, Brian,
those kind of people are always going to be interviewed by anybody that agrees.
Oh, of course.
Because they can only answer questions in one direction.
Exactly.
Well, I want her on the show, and anybody out there listening who's a fan of the food, babe, see if you can talk her into coming on. I think she's afraid of us, this little tiny radio show. I think she'd be afraid to come on Great Ideas. So anyway, food babe, we're looking for you. We'll let you say whatever you want to say, but be prepared to answer questions. So anyway, that's all I got to say. Laurie, do you have any food news you want to share?
Yes, I do. He's ready. Unless Brian has something he wants to say first before I start reading.
I have absolutely nothing. I'm just here for the ride.
Oh, good.
I'm going to improvise. That's what we do best.
Yeah.
Exactly. And speaking of desserts, good desserts, I found an article about what's trending, what are the desserts that are trending for 2015, and here it goes. It says, each year, industry experts take a stab at trying to predict dictions are truly exciting, enticing, and sometimes even somewhat surprising. With forecasts for such notable sources as the American Culinary Federation, the National Restaurant Association, and the Food Channel, the following trendy desserts are a must-try for both the adventurous as well as the traditionalist. So next time you're visiting your nearest hip restaurant, the hip cafe, or the bakery, instead of the donuts, Brian, consider ordering one of these, okay? They call it the house-made artisan soft ice cream. Soft ice cream, which slowly began making its debut on the menus a few years ago, is predicted to make a really big splash in 2015.
Wait a minute.
Soft
wait, like
ice
Mr.,
cream?
It's like Mr. Softy. What is it? What's it called again?
Soft ice cream. House-made artisan.
Yeah, that's called custard. Yeah, and it's
no,
been trendy for the last 300 years. This is a new trend? Don't tell that to Carvel's and Mr. Softy and all of the other soft ice cream places out there. And, yeah, there are restaurants putting ice cream makers in their restaurants so that they can make soft serve and give the kids cones and whatever. But trending? Oh, come on. I had lobster on ice cream. That's trending.
Oh, I remember that, yes. Well, it says here, the unique flavors and innovative combinations will be changing often, particularly with the season, thus reflecting the fresh ingredients that are usually locally sourced. So house-made soft ice cream is going to be a big one.
That's an earth-shattering development.
Hey, Grill.
Yeah.
Where did you find this news, girl? I mean, this stuff just isn't very good.
Like I said, I don't write it, I just read it. Hey,
yeah.
How about the Boulder chocolate?
Okay.
Forget the milk chocolate from your youth. Think deeper, darker, more bitter, even smoked. Yes, chocolate instead. The kind that grown-ups are now craving.
Are you serious? That's another one that's been around for a while.
Oh, I know.
Smoked chocolate?
Smoky chocolate? I don't know.
I've had chocolate cigars.
Okay, how about vegetable desserts?
Okay.
Vegetable desserts?
Vegetable
Wait, I
want to
hear the vegetable desserts.
Okay, me too. Pastry chefs have already been starting to take their menus in less sweet directions, using the sea salt and bacon as their ingredients. But now, their creativity is turning to vegetables as the main ingredient. Yes, whether it's bursts of green or a vibrant orange or suddenly seeing carrot cake pushed into the actual carrot direction.
Yeah, and we've had zucchini bread and carrot bread and carrot cake and aspic to, jello made from tomatoes. So, again, where is the trending?
I just Googled it. Like I said, it's a new article. What can I tell you guys? How about sea salt desserts?
Oh,
of the 100 items reviewed, salt is enjoying the most growth. Hey, we should buy stock in this. Up 19% from the previous year.
Salt.
I would say that sea salt is a little bit more trending since it's become a lot more popular maybe in the last 15 years.
A couple of years. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wait. Laurie, did you not tell me that I'm eating too much sea salt and I need to eat more iodized salt the other day?
Yep, I did. I think I read that one article a couple months back. You have to have iodine. You have to have it, right? But you can't get it from people saying, oh, it's in the processed foods. No.
Well, you would get it from fish and seafood.
Yes, you would. But you got to eat that. Who's eating it every day?
We are now, every Friday.
No.
Okay. What other trendy stuff do you need to share with us?
Okay, we've got savory desserts. Even though peppercorns,
boy. There's that word,
chili,
Brian.
Yes,
savory
my word.
Favorite word.
Now that's trendy, the word.
Savory desserts, yes. Even though the peppercorns, tea, and chilies started showing up in the dessert sauces, ice cream several years back, it's clear that the old school rules still no longer apply. Whatever that means.
For what? I'm confused.
So am I. That's what it says.
Hey, now, wait a second.
Right.
I want to know if there's in that article somewhere bacon-wrapped chocolate-dipped strawberries like I did last week.
Now
that's trending.
Yes.
Okay. I am announcing right now that's a new trend. I want everybody – I give the world free rein to use my idea. That's going to be a trend.
Yep. Yep.
They do look good, I have to admit. I don't want to admit these things.
Strawberries rolled
in. It did look good.
Oh, and I got to tell you, because you remember you asked me how they tasted, and I said I was waiting for Saturday night. So I haven't really reported on the taste. I have to tell you that the combination of the bacon, the chocolate, and the strawberry is unbelievable together.
Really
works well, because the little bit of salt from the bacon kind of counteract balances the chocolate and the strawberry, and it just really, really works well together.
And you used the dark chocolate. It looked like in the picture, right?
I used dark, or semi-sweet, you know, something like that.
Yeah, that's what I like, semi-sweet. That's my favorite.
You know what really go good with that, Brian? Some soft ice cream.
Oh.
Wait, which kind of ice cream?
The soft ice cream, you know.
No, the soft ice cream, yeah.
About. Yeah, the trendy stuff.
Yeah. Oh, wait. You want to hear something funny about ice cream? I was, before we came on the air, I was actually flipping channels, and some of the they're like weird cable channels that are connected to our NPR station, you know, locally. And Hubert Keller has a show, you know, that he does from his home. And he was making green pea ice cream. And I didn't really follow it closely to see whether he was doing it savory or sweet. But let me tell you, it looked green. I'd rather eat the lobster ice cream than this. But that's a big trend now. They're, you know, like the ice cream, they're putting everything in ice cream now.
But green peas.
Yep.
Green tea ice cream.
Green peas, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it was green, lad. It was green.
Well, that
for
is
sure.
that definitely is trendy. Hey, speaking of trendy, how about this segue? We got something brand spanking new. Remember last week we talked about Laurie's book and how she, well, we've been talking about it for months, but her children's books will be coming out soon. And she's got a read-along, sing-along. What do you want to call it, Laurie? Is it called
the audio read-along.
Audio read-along that goes along with each book. And she actually recorded a song with good friends of ours in the country music scene, the Dixie Still. And, Brian, this is our world premiere. I mean, come on. The Oscars, they think they're we've got
they can't touch us. So we get to hear Laurie's jingle.
We're untouchable.
All right, everybody. Here we go. This is Laurie's jingle for her myhappybooks.com, and her happy books will be coming out soon. And this will be the jingle. And we're actually going to have a video YouTube to go along with the books when we introduce the books to the market, but you're getting it exclusively here on Dragon Ideas Radio. This is Laurie and the Dixie Still, and the song is called I Want to Be Happy. We'll be right back.
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth giving. Why can't I give some to you? vain when we are mercy vain? Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll send the sun smiling through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too.
There you go, guys. There is the world premiere of I Want to Be Happy with Laurie and the Dixie Still. How do you like that, Brian?
Yeehaw! I'm doing the happy dance.
Isn't it adorable? I just think for kids, isn't it just a really happy, cute little song? Little jingle.
So there you go, guys. And Laurie, anything else you want to add? I mean, it does make you stomp your feet and click your fingers, and it's a cute little song, and I think kids are going to like it. Anything you want to add about your book, Laurie?
Hopefully I'll be out before Christmas. That's the way I'm going. No, like, people don't realize, I mean, Brian knows, you know, he's like, he says he's been in the music industry, and people don't realize, like, when you actually are doing it, I mean, just picking out the label, you know, sending something, like, for a background of the label on the CD, and what you want to say, and then putting the background music into it, and then cutting this, we got to cut the CDs. I mean, there's just so much, and then you got the printers who are making changes for you, and then you got to make sure that if you have a bleed, two-page spread, is it going to connect properly when they bind the book? I mean, there's so many things that go along with just writing or illustrating. So, but we're getting there. I'm excited.
Congratulations. She's done a super job, and even with the music, just having to modify the music and make the changes and do all the things we've had to do, it is quite a project, and you don't really think about it. And I have more appreciation now than ever for people in the music industry, for what they do, for what they go through to do an album, CD. And even with the technology today, it's still amazing and what they can do. How long it takes, and it's just people think, well, all you do is just sing. No, there's a lot more to it than that. So we thank the Dixie Still Group for helping us out, Holly and Matt and Chris. Thank you for your help and putting that together. That'll be on Laurie's audio CD, the song, along with the reading of each and individual book, myhappybooks.com. And she's got six really cute books that she's coming out with. So. Really cool. So,
yeah, they did a fantastic job. And just, you know, from my experiences in the industry, I think technology has, you know, actually hurt us in a way, because with the technology that we have today, we can nitpick so much that it almost extends the process. Whereas in the old days, you dealt with so much more actual live recording, and if something was not good, you had to go back and do it again.
Right.
And it got, you know, there were points where everybody would say, okay, we're satisfied with this, because, you know, technology can only give us so much. So
exactly.
There's so much more work that goes in to making a recording now, because they, you know, the engineers and the equipment that they have and the software that they have allows them to do so much that it's almost like they open up can of worms that they don't have to.
Right.
It's a really, really hard process.
And I hope I don't make Laurie mad, but when she was singing the song, they wanted her to sing it completely different in a different key. And, you know, first of all, she's not a trained singer, but she did really well, but they wanted her to sing it in a different key originally. But literally, she sounded like a beagle. howling at the moon, and it just did not sound right, and she couldn't do it. And even with the modern technology, they could actually clean it up to make it sound good, but then we went back and recorded it a better way, a different way that she wanted to do it, and it came out much better. But even when she did it like a beagle, they were able to turn it around to make it sound good. So it's pretty cool what they can do with technology today.
No, but that's true. Yeah. And it's funny. They wanted me. They kept telling me, like, when I mean, she did say, she goes, you're just saying, you know, considering you're not a professional singer. She goes, and what, we did it, like, one take, I think we did it in one take,
yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah.
But they kept wanting me to go more like the country end of it, like, I want to be happy too. They wanted me to cut the word two, like two. I go, two. No, they kept saying, stop the two, just do two. I want to be happy too. Oh, two. I kept doing it. I kept, oh, I'm like, oh, oh, I should be. I couldn't do two and cut it. So we ended up, you're right. If you listen to the song, I'm singing it the way I could, you know, I want to be happy too. They kept it in there because I just couldn't.
They finally said, okay, Mario, we give up. We're going to keep it.
I'm like, two.
So anyway, we'll play that again at the end. She did a great job. It'll be all tied in with the books. And there you go. That's the world debut of Laurie's song, I Want to Be Happy. It's an old song from way back in the 1920s,
yes,
I believe. And numerous people have done the song. And so it's not really actually been done in a country version, I don't think, before. So Dixie Still, because they are a country band, and they're one of my favorite. We got together with them. Of course, they wanted to make it country because they are country. So there you go. Anyway,
they countryfied the arrangement, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I would say they countryfied the arrangement.
And by the way, on a side note, Chris, the guy who did a lot of the editing,
he played
all the musical instruments in the actual audio. And every one of those, like the steel guitar and in the background, the drums, everything you hear, one guy's playing that, and then, of course, they blend it all in. It's really cool how the whole process works, but enough with that. We got 7 minutes. I want to just announce that with our new Sunday night show, we're going to be doing some different things. You guys are used to us having multiple guests and doing this for an hour and a half. Our show is only going to be 45 minutes. We will be having mystery guests joining us on Sundays, and maybe we may not even know who they're going to be. But we're going to be having some of that, and we're not going to be having the long hour and a half. Matter of fact, I say this, God bless him, he passed away. Christo said to me, oh gosh, about 6 months ago, he said, do you really think anybody listens to the radio for 90 minutes? He's probably right, they probably don't. So we're going to a shorter format. We'll have one guest, mystery guest, each week. We thank everyone for supporting us on Saturdays. And by the way, folks, if you're listening now, you're hearing it live. But if you're not listening now and listening to it later, guess what? You can hear the replay. You can always hear our replays. They're always there. So you don't have to be here live. You can go back and listen to it at 2 o'clock in the morning or next Tuesday or whenever. But some folks still don't understand that whole concept, but you don't have to listen to it live. You can always hear the replay and tell your friends and foes about our show. And do you guys have anything else you want to add? Because guess what? It went by fast. Well, we got like 2 minutes.
I want to add that it was nice having off yesterday. I mean, Saturday is right. It's just, I said, I want our Saturdays, you know, I want to, you know, be able to play and just do things, and that's why we thought, well, you know what, let's switch to Sunday night. So that's why I have to admit, I loved having off yesterday.
Well, I was supposed to actually go to the Virginia Wine Expo yesterday. You know, I think for the past few years I've reported on the show live from the expo.
Yes, that's right.
But the weather, of course, was terrible yesterday again, and I didn't. So it's the first time I missed the expo, but I agree with you, Laurie. It's so nice to have a Saturday to get things done, you know, in the middle of the day, you know, if you want to go take a ride in the country, whatever. So hopefully our audience will get over our not being there on Saturdays.
well, the replay.
And,
That's right. Next Saturday they can listen to our Sunday replay if they would like. And I agree. After 3.5 years, we finally said, you know, because it does screw up our, not to be nasty, but it screws up our Saturdays, folks.
So because we have, it takes a lot of time to prep before and afterwards, and then it ends up the whole day was shot. So hope you don't mind. We are going to do it on Sunday nights. And, in fact, Linky should be joining us also on Sunday nights. So there'll be back-to-back shows on Sundays with Linky and then us. And then, of course, there's John Dilley. John will still be doing his shows on Tuesday night. Poor John, he fell and broke his ribs, and he's in bad shape again. But he will be back, I think, this Tuesday. And then, of course, Albert, the Untamed Chef, will be on Wednesday morning. So thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. I'm actually going to close out the show, let you hear Laurie's world premiere song again. Everyone, join us again next Sunday night. We will see you there. And don't forget to check out everybody else's shows that I just mentioned. And we are out of here, and I'm going to
Hey, have a great week.
Yes, have a
Cheers,
great week.
Guys.
Cheers.
Take care.
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth giving. Why can't I give some to you? Some to you. When skies are gray.